From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. So glad to see you all. We have got a great show for you today. Actress Deborah Winger will be joining us later to play her Not My Job game. We're going to get her and carry her into the theater across the threshold. Very exciting. But first, I want to tell you that after today, Carl will be leaving us for a few weeks. Sad but true. As per usual, national security concerns prevent me from telling you where he is going. But I will point out, he leaves, the Olympics start, the Olympics end, he comes back.
Uh-huh.
I will also point out, gymnast Paul Hamm had to withdraw because of an injury. And you have never seen anything, ladies and gentlemen, until you have seen Carl Castle work those hips on the pommel horse. Crazy legs, they call him. But we've got him for an hour before glory calls, so give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Peacock from Austin, Texas.
Elizabeth Peacock from Austin, Woo-hoo. Texas? What do you do there in Austin?
Well, I work in San Antonio.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I'm a medical examiner.
You're a medical examiner?
Yes.
Like Quincy?
Yes.
You do autopsies?
Yes.
Okay, now I have mixed feelings about you. It's Wow.
How are we doing so far?
Yeah. Is that interesting work? Do you...
It is interesting.
Wow.
I've been doing it for 20 years, and I'm still fascinated.
Really? I mean, every day, do you say to yourself, maybe I'll find something in the next body I've never seen before?
Oh, and it happens once in a while.
Do you find that if you stare at people at dinner parties too long, they get uncomfortable?
Elizabeth, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and the author of the forthcoming book, Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And a comedian who will be appearing at the One World Theater in Austin, Texas, right where you are, on Friday, August 29th, Paula Poundstone.
Hello, Paula.
Hey, Elizabeth, I'm feeling good.
Well, that's great.
And lastly, welcome somebody who is joining our panel for the very first time, NPR's own Allison Stewart. So great to have
you. Well, welcome to the panel, Allison.
Thanks, Elizabeth. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Elizabeth, welcome to our show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will now reenact for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice, on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yeah, I sure am.
All right, here we go. Now, your first quote is just something we selected from a flurry of responses this week to a new ad by the John McCain campaign. Now, this particular comment came from Jezebel.com.
I need to see Obama stepping out the limo with an upskirt shot. Then I will equate him with Brit and Paris.
So this new McCain ad makes a pretty harsh charge. It says that Barack Obama is too what to be elected president?
Celebrity.
Yes, he's too popular to be president, right. Too famous. Faced with an opponent who can draw massive screaming crowds in this country and abroad, the McCain campaign has decided to convince voters that this is, in fact, a fatal flaw. The ad shows images of Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, two icons of substance-free fame. And then it calls Obama, quote, the biggest celebrity in the world. It's implying that all Barack Obama has done to deserve this fame is make an internet sex tape. Yeah. Which, of course, is true, but he also helped pass an ethics reform bill, so just shut up about it, okay? This meme has actually caught on. Pundits are now suggesting that by being widely beloved, Obama runs the risk of losing popular support.
I'm electable. I like this turn it's taken. I do.
You do, you think?
Yeah, it works for me.
Well, it is true that the McCain campaign says that their candidate will prove his ability as a leader by continuing to fail to get people to show up and listen to him. There is actually a true footnote to this story that I love. Paris Hilton's parents have given the maximum amount allowable to the McCain campaign, but now they have said that they are withdrawing their support from John McCain because they say that the ad demeans their daughter. Uh-huh.
That's hot.
That's hot. That's so hot.
Well, I think the ad does, in truth, demean their daughter. Mm-hmm. But if they're withdrawing money from everyone who's demeaned their daughter, that could explain a lot of the economic woes.
Elizabeth, let's move on to your very next quote.
You're making the choices about whether you want to drive a little extra more or not drive extra more.
That was a man speaking this week about energy policy at an electric company in Ohio who is out to show the world that he still got it.
Would be our esteemed leader from Texas.
Very wise. Do you remember his name? Because it's slipping my mind. That's right. It's President Bush. President Bush.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Apparently not realizing that Barack Obama has already taken over, the president made an official appearance this week. He made an appearance this week to talk about energy. The Houston Chronicle describes his appearance this way, quote, "It seemed his mind was elsewhere," which raises the question, where has he left it? The president also offered insight into the current high price of gas. Quote, "When you hear my gasoline prices are going up, you got to understand the main reason why is because oil prices are going up."
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. It's saving energy, though, I think.
Seriously, won't we miss him? I mean, we just got like...
We'll get over it. One another through.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth, your last quote is actually a series of quotes. They're laments, really, from just a few of the million people devastated this week by some sad news.
What the heck am I supposed to do at work now?
And?
The world is a sadder, lonelier place today. What kind of society are we that allows such a thing to happen?
And finally?
And now? Riots, mayhem, looting, and lots of uppercase shouting.
Those were people reacting to the news that because of a lawsuit, they would no longer be able to play what while on the popular website Facebook?
Scrabulous or something about
she
Scrabble?
She is good. Scrabulous, ladies and gentlemen. Parents of America, you wonder what exactly those crazy kids have been doing all these months staring at Facebook.com? Well, actually, they're trying to hook up, but many other people have been playing Scrabulous, an unauthorized online version of Scrabble. Some people say they had 9 or 10 games going at once, which explains why the Chinese are cleaning our clock economically. But Hasbro, the toys and games giant, which owns Scrabble, the real version, had enough of this infringement. They decided they didn't want millions of people learning to enjoy their game, because if too many people like it, it won't be cool anymore. And as everybody who has met a dedicated Scrabble player knows, they put a premium on cool.
Easy.
I had waltz once over triple word score.
And this is the highlight of your life, and you remember to this day?
Yes. It never came up in a social situation where I could mention it without just simming.
So glad. We can provide that for you.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Elizabeth do on our quiz?
As you said, Peter, she's good. She had 3 correct answers, so Elizabeth, I will be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.